Cinderella flew through the air, far from all things ugly and ordinary. When she landed at the ball, she found herself most impertinently surrounded by pirates. There was Alf Mason, so ugly his mother sold him for a bottle of muscat. Bill Dukes, every inch of him tattooed. And cruelest of them all, Hook, with eyes blue as forget-me-nots, save when he clawed your belly with the iron hook he has instead of a right hand, at which time his eyes turn red.
Girlies, said Hook, we have come for ye glass slippers.
Who be you to order me about and call me girly?
The night on which the extraordinary adventures of these children may be said to have begun was the night Nana barked at the window. But there was nothing there, not a bird or a leaf. So the children forgot about it, for what troubles a grown-up will never trouble a child.
Dear Mary, oh, what a journey I've had.
Bath time.
Not fair!
Not fair indeed. But Nana was the finest nurse on four paws.
No, no, I will not forgive you.
There never was a happier, simpler family. Mr. Darling was a banker who knew the cost of everything, even a hug. Mrs. Darling was the loveliest lady in Bloomsbury, with a sweet mocking mouth that had one kiss on it that Wendy could never get. Though there it was, perfectly conspicuous in the right-hand corner. And sometimes there was Aunt Millicent, who felt a dog for a nurse lowered the whole tone of the neighbourhood.
All right. Less noise, less settle down, not a fall.
Wendy's turn.
Wendy must tell a story.
Checo, who carved his name on the governor at Goa.
Nula, with hands on backwards.
Heavens!
Hook!
Whose eyes turn red as he guts you.
For myself, our children are educated nowadays.
I'm afraid I'm not learned at all, Aunt, but I do know a thing or two about pirates. My unfulfilled ambition is to write a great novel in three parts about my adventures.
What adventures?
I've yet to have them, but they will be perfectly thrilling.
But, child, novelists are not highly thought of in good society, and there is nothing so difficult to marry as a novelist.
Marry?
Marry?
Marry.
But, Aunt, Wendy is not yet 13.
Walk toward me, dear, that I may appraise you.
Go on. When you walked around her, stand up straight.
Turn around. Yes. Oh, it's quite as I expected. Wendy possesses a woman's chin. Have you not noticed? Observe her mouth. There, hidden in the right-hand corner. Is that a kiss?
A kiss? My mother's kiss?
A hidden kiss.
But what is it for?
It is for the greatest adventure of all. They that find it have slipped in and out of heaven.
Find what?
The one the kiss belongs to.
My Wendy. A woman?
Almost a woman. She must spend less time with her brothers and more time with me. She must have her own room. A young lady's room.
Leave them!
George, the daughter of a clerk, cannot hope to marry as well as that of a manager. You must attend more parties. Make small talk with your superiors at the bank. Wit is very fashionable at the moment.
Wit?
Sign of a body, for none had fallen. Certainly she had been dreaming.
If this is you in bed, what is this?
The boy.
Miss Folsom dispatched a letter of outrage to Mr. Darling that set new standards of prudery even for her.
Yes, miss.
Mr. Darling had been practicing small talk all afternoon.
I see. It's nice weather.
And now his opportunity had arrived. Sir Edward Quiller Cooch, the president of the bank, was a man who enjoyed small talk almost as much as a good balance sheet. Wendy walked as one condemned. And then, fate.
The letter! Wait! Stop! Wendy, wait!
I seem to spend time.
Wait! You there! Stop! Wendy!
A judicious investment?
Indeed.
The neighbors will hear.
Let them hear. Let the whole world know this is not a nurse. This is a dog.
Tomorrow, you begin your instruction with Aunt Millicent. It's time for you to grow up.
Can anything harm us after the night lights are lit?
No, precious. They are the eyes a mother leaves behind to guard her children.
Mother, must you go to the party?
Yes, Mother. You don't have to go. Father can go by himself.
Mother. By himself? Your father is a brave man. He's going to need a special kiss to face his colleagues tonight.
Father, brave?
There are many different kinds of bravery. There's the bravery of thinking of others before oneself. Now, your father has never brandished a sword, nor fired a pistol, thank heavens. But he's made many sacrifices for his family and put away many dreams.
Where did he put them?
He put them in a drawer. And sometimes, late at night, we take them out and admire them. But it gets harder and harder to close the drawer. He does. And that is why he is brave.
And remember, every cloud has a silver lining.
Oh, no, it's snowing. Oh, we'll catch our death.
Better death than gossip. You will enter that drawing room with your head held high.
Boy, why are you crying?
You can fly. What is your name?
What is your name?
Wendy, Myra, Angela, Darling.
Peter, Pan.
Where do you live?
Second to the right, and then straight on till morning.
They put that on the letters?
Don't get any letters.
But your mother gets letters.
Don't have a mother.
No wonder you were crying.
I wasn't crying about mothers. I was crying because I can't get the shadow to stick. And I wasn't crying.
I could sew it on for you. Death may hurt a little. Might I borrow your knife? Thank you.
Oh, the cleverness of me!
Of course, I did nothing.
Ah, you did a little.
A little. Good night.
Wendy. One girl's worth more than 20 boys.
You really think so?
I live with boys. The Lost Boys. They are well named.
Who are they?
Children who follow their prams when the nurse is not looking. If they are not cleaned in 7 days, they are sent to the Neverland.
Are there girls, too?
Girls are much too clever to fall out of their prams.
Peter, it is perfectly lovely the way you talk about girls. I should like to give you a kiss. Don't you know what a kiss is?
I shall know when you give me one. I suppose I'm to give you one now.
If you like. Thank you. How old are you, Peter?
Quite young.
Don't you know?
I ran away. One night, I heard my mother and father talking of what I was to be when I became a man. So, I ran away to Kensington Gardens, and I met Tink.
Tink?
Tinkerbell. She's my fairy.
But there's no such thing as...
Don't say that. Every time somebody says that, a fairy somewhere falls down dead. And I shall never find her if she's dead.
You don't mean to tell me. There's a fairy in this room.
We come and listen to the stories. I like the one about the prince. Who couldn't find the lady who wore glass slippers.
Cinderella! Peter, he found her. And they... lived happily ever after.
I knew it.
Peter, I should like to give you a thimble.
What's that? She's not very polite. She said if you try to give me a thimble again, she'll kill you.
Oh, and I suppose fairies to be charming. Peter, don't go.
I have to tell the others about Cinderella.
But I know lots of stories. Stories I could tell the boys.
Come with me.
I cannot fly.
I'll teach you. I'll teach you to ride the winds back, and away we go.
Could John and Michael come too? Michael! Michael! John! John!
What is that?
There is a boy here who is to teach us to fly!
You offend reason, sir.
I should like to offend it with you. You just think happy thoughts, and they lift you into the air.
It's easy.
I've got it. I've got it. Swords, daggers, Napoleon! Ice cream, never to think of all the guests I have!
Introduce my wife,
Mary.
Mary. Delighted.
Thank you, Sir Edward.
Be delightful to report that they reached the nursery in time. But then there would be no story.
John?
John. Take hold of this. Both hands.
Thank you.
We're sure to meet the loot. Fire the cannon for the gun.
I was sitting wide-eyed on my watch. I noticed it was winter time on the water, but springtime on the shore. I says to myself, as early for spring to be astir, spring's not due till 3 p.m. Check the time yourself, Captain, and then tell me... Oh. I was dreaming, Smee.
And in my dream, I was magnanimous, Earl, full of forgiveness.
I thanked Pan
for cutting off my hand
and for giving me this fine hook for disemboweling and ripping throats and other such homely uses. This combing I So, Pan did you a favor to get...
A favor? He threw my hand to a crocodile. The beast liked it so much. It's followed me ever since, licking its lips for the rest of me.
You call that a favor? No. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for the beast swallowed a clock. If it wasn't for the ticking, it'd have had me by now. Why did you wake me, Smee?
I say, Captain, the ice is melting. The sun is out. And the flowers are all in bloom. He's back.
Gunner. She must do 12 knots under full sail. Lula, with his hands on backwards. Bill Jukes, every inch of him tattooed. Hook! Let's take a closer look.
Leave the rest to me.
Fire! Aye! Reloads the cannon, but Captain, he is gone!
Any other contributions? Search the jungle! Bring me those children!
What is it? It's a large white bird. Quite ugly, too.
Give me it!
Oh, no!
When
the charge!
I get to look through the telescope. It's coming closer.
Oh! My God, I saw them! I got you!
Hello, Tink, Miss Theta.
Hello, Tink. Blinded me.
Hello, Tink.
Hello, Tink.
Any more news of Cinderella?
Now, Tinkerbell was not all bad. Sometimes she was all good. But fairies are so small, they only have room for one feeling at a time.
Tink says the bird's called a Wendy. And Peter wants us to... shoot it down.
Well, we have our orders. Shoot the Wendy bird.
Fire!
Ready!
She defeated the parrots. There was stabbing, slicing, torture, bleeding,
and he lived happily ever after.
Well, that's a relief, I must say.
I have brought you she that told us Cinderella. She's to tell us stories. She is...
dead. Tragic. Awful.
Good shot, though. Whose arrow? Mine, Peter. Strike, Peter. Strike true.
The Wendy lives.
Kiss saved her.
I remember kisses. Let me see it. Aye. That is a kiss. A powerful thing. Let us carry her down to the house.
And... they're a bit dirty.
She must stay here and die.
No!
How could I have thought that? Stupid. Sorry.
We shall build a house around her.
Yeah!
In a chimney, in a doorknob, in windows!
They did it.
Was it you, Tink? Then I am your friend now.
Thank you.
Wendy, lady. For you we built this house. With a door knocker.
And a chimney.
1, 2, 3.
Please, dear mother!
Oh. Well, it is frightfully fascinating. But you see, I've had no real experience.
Do you tell stories?
Yes.
Then you're perfect.
Very well. I will do my best.
Hooray!
We must be cautious. There are some nasty characters about.
If Hook discovers our hideout, he'll gut us.
How dreadful.
Oh, we live for it.
Time to meet Father, Mother.
So looking forward to being your son.
Fathers believe in. You must spank the children immediately before they try to kill you again. In fact, we should kill them.
Father!
I agree that they are perfectly horrid, but kill them and they shall think themselves important.
So important and unique!
Aye. Suggest something far more dreadful. Medicine. It's most beastly, disgusting stuff. Sticky, sweet kind.
Kill off the
This is first. Michael. Michael. John. My brothers!
Who?
Hello?
Louder from inside this rock.
How very peculiar.
Something worse.
Princess Tiger Lily. We search, as ever, for Peter Pan and his secret hideout. Luckily, two boys of his acquaintance were seen falling into this part of the jungle. Have you seen them?
Easy seeing the Nusquas, Sunquet Tehetko, Tatakara Sakstoha Tamu Setko.
She says sorry, but no.
My Hook thinks you have, Princess.
I say, unhand that savage, you savage!
Now, mermaids are not as they are in storybooks. They are dark creatures, in touch with all things mysterious. If Hook had captured Wendy's brothers, the mermaids would know.
Oh, how sweet. Are mermaids not sweet?
They'll sweetly drown you if you get too close.
look has your brothers at the Black Castle.
Surprise attacks. It must be conducted improperly. Put the children on the rock.
Sorry, Your Highness. Any last words?
Beg for your lives.
Sons, my brother and I are English gentlemen. English gentlemen do not beg.
Please! Please! Please,
please don't kill me! Please, please, don't kill me! Let's go! Come on, fly to the rescue.
And then I'll shoot you.
Right through your noble intentions.
I brought these. Can you use it? Promise me one thing. Leave Hook to me.
I promise.
Wait here for my signal.
Wait here? Peter!
Thus Wendy first laid eyes on the dark figure who haunted her stories. She saw the piercing eyes and was not afraid, but entranced.
We're sure to meet me all!
Mr. Smith!
There you, Ken.
Brimstone and Thorbear! What do you think you're doing?
But we put the children on the rock, Cathy, like you said!
Set them free!
Set them free? Well, what about your trap?
Set them free, or I'll plunge my hook in you!
I'm just a blithering idiot, aren't I?
Chain him up. Let him go. And take your cat with you.
This is me!
Hi, Cat.
Any sign of
No, Cat.
Where are the children?
It's all right, Captain. We let him go.
Do what?
We let him go.
You let them go.
Stranger,
I am James Hook, captain of the Jolly Roger.
If you are Hook,
then who am I? You are a codfish.
Tell me, Hook, have you another name?
I?
Vegetable.
No.
Mineral.
No.
Animal.
Yes.
Man.
No.
Boy.
Yes.
Ordinary boy.
No.
Wonderful boy.
Yes. Do you give up?
Yes.
I am.
History.
Peter, look out!
It is your requiem, Mat, boy.
Ready to lose the other one?
Not this time.
Girly.
Who are you to call me girly?
Big adventure.
Oh, no.
Tragic, really, isn't it?
The warrior is wounded. She is calling forth the spirit of the eagle to heal the warrior. The warrior is healed.
Peter?
He has found himself. Wendy. And Hook is all alone. You two. And his dog. I think you and I should talk.
It's only make-believe, isn't it? Pet, you and I are.
Oh, yes.
Wendy? You see, it'd make me seem so old to be a real father.
Peter. What are your real feelings?
Feelings?
What do you feel? Happiness? Sadness? Jealousy?
Jealousy? Take.
Anger?
Anger. Hook.
Love?
Love?
Love.
I have never heard of it.
I think you have, Peter. I dare say you felt it yourself. For something or someone.
Never. Even the sound of it offends me.
Peter.
Why do you spoil everything? We have fun, don't we? I taught you to fight and to fly. What more could there be?
There is so much more.
What? What else is there?
I don't know. I think it becomes clearer when you grow up.
Well, I will not grow up. You cannot make me. I'll banish you like Tinkerbell.
I will not be banished.
Go home. Go home and grow up. And take your feelings with you.
Peter! Peter, come back! Peter!
Peter did not want Wendy to leave. Once again, he visited Wendy's home to see if Mr. and Mrs. Darling had closed the window yet. But as before, he saw Mrs. Darling in her chair by the window, her eyes tired with searching the heavens.
walks along the sun till it goes down and you go down to Tooraloo.
Righted himself.
Wendy, darling.
Muscat, miss.
I'm a little girl.
Run, then.
No, thank you.
I'm told you ran away from home.
I had never thought of it that way. I suppose I did.
How wonderful.
My parents wanted me to grow up.
Growing up is such a barbarous business. Full of inconvenience and pimples.
Things were simpler when I was younger.
And then the mess starts. The feelings come. Pan is so lucky to be untroubled by them. Oh no, he cannot love. It's part of the riddle of his being.
Cigar?
It doesn't have to be this way.
Didst thou ever want to be a pirate, Marty?
I once thought of calling myself Red-Handed Jill.
Oh, what a marvellous name! That's what we'll call you if you join us.
But what would my duties be? I could not be expected to pillage.
Do you, by any chance, tell stories?
And they all lived happily ever after.
Bravo!
Absolutely. Of course, you must. My fellows will return you whence they found you. None of my crew will follow you. I swear it. My new obsession is you. Oh, dear Peter Pan, or his whereabouts.
What would Mother think of my becoming a pirate?
Until we meet again.
What would Mother think if she became a pirate? But the more Wendy thought of her mother, the less she could remember.
John. John!
Yes?
What is your father's name?
My father's name? Peter! Yeah. Father!
Peter!
Michael, who is your mother?
Well, he got the easy one.
Oh, yeah.
You are my mother, Wendy.
And isn't she just first class?
There's a new pirate aboard the Jolly Roger. The mermaid says she is called Red-Handed Jill.
Number adventure, boys, come on!
Red-Handed Jill! She sounds quite fearsome.
Fearsome? She's just a storyteller.
Just a storyteller? Red-Handed Jill may be a brave swordsman.
Brave or not, I shall run her through!
Then ready yourself, Peter Pan. But I am Red-Handed Jill.
Mother!
Wendy? 'Tis true, John. Your sister has been invited to piracy.
But Mother, Hook is a fiend.
And a bounder.
On the contrary,
I find Captain Hook to be a man of feeling.
Mother and father are fighting again.
Sir, you were both ungallant and deficient.
How am I deficient?
You're just a boy. Are you really to be a pirate, Mother? No. We're going home.
Home?
Home! What? Leave Neverland!
We must. We have forgotten our parents. We must leave at once. Before we, in turn, are forgotten. I've forgotten. My parents.
We must leave.
If you wish it.
If you wish it.
If you wish it.
Don't fret, my dear.
With Pan dead, we'll both be free.
I have arranged a fairy guide to lead you back.
Peter, we've been talking. What if he came back with us?
Can we go, Peter?
Please, Peter, can we go?
If you wish it.
Get your things.
Yay!
You too, Peter.
Would they send me to school?
Yes.
Then to an office. Soon I should be a man. You can't catch me and make me a man.
Peter.
I want always to be a boy and have fun.
You say so, but I think it is your biggest pretend.
There's no such thing as fairies.
A new era begins.
Take them away.
No medicine. Come on, take me.
Lest he should be taken alive, Hook always carried upon his person a dreadful poison, distilled when he was weeping from the red of his eye.
No.
A mixture of malice, jealousy, and disappointment, it was instantly fatal and without antidote.
Ah! Oh! I was not asleep! Wendy? Wendy? Are you there? So cold. Stay warm, Tink. Stay warm. Sorry, T, please forgive me.
Fallen enemy, Peter Pan. We sail at dawn!
I do believe in fairies.
do. I do.
I do believe in fairies. I do. I do. I do believe in fairies. I do. I do.
I do believe in fairies.
You what?
I do believe in fairies.
I do believe in fairies.
I do believe in fairies. I do.
I do believe in fairies.
I do. I do believe in fairies.
I do believe in fairies.
I do. I do. I do believe in fairies. I do. I do. I do believe in fairies.
Stop! I'll run you through. Believe in fairies. I do. I do.
I do believe in fairies. I do.
I do believe in fairies. I do. I do.
I do believe in fairies.
I do. I do.
I do believe in fairies. I do.
I do.
I do believe in fairies.
I do. I do.
I do believe in fairies.
I do. I do.
I do believe in fairies. I do.
Hook or me this time.
Why is he?
What is he? I'll have one last story before you die. Story. Peter Pan.
Oh.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Brutes!
Red-handed Hill is going to tell us a story.
There was a boy named Peter Pan who decided not to grow up.
Oh. Skip the prologue.
He flew away to the Neverland, where the pirates are.
Oh, was one of them pirates called Noodler?
Yes.
Captain, did you hear? Oi, I'm in a storm.
What fun he must have had.
Yes. He was rather lonely.
Lonely?
He needed a windy.
I need a windy. Very exciting. Two dead already. Why a windy?
He liked my stories.
What stories?
Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty.
Not stories.
Adventures in which good triumphs over evil.
Yes!
They all end in a kiss. Does feel.
He feels about you.
She told him stories. He taught her to fly. How?
You just think happy thoughts. They lift you into the air.
Alas, I have no happy thoughts.
That brings you down.
How else?
No, no, leave me alone.
What a pan. Will unhappy thoughts bring him down?
He has no unhappy thoughts.
Oh. How if his windy walks the plank?
Plank.
You know, I really am terribly sorry about this. The irony. It comes for Hook. And gets a story.
Did you hear her hit the water? Because I didn't.
The beast has swallowed her whole.
Look for more, Captain.
Then let's give it more.
Move the plank! Yeah! Silence!
Fueling spawn. I'll show you the road to dusty death.
James Hook, it's all my doing.
Proud and insolent youth. Prepare to meet thy doom.
How that be?
I never wanted to be a pirate anyway.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life
doing good work.
Ah!
And he likes it.
You want to fly? Let's fly. Not bad for an old man.
I know what you are.
I'm the best there ever was.
You're a tragedy.
Me? Tragic?
She was leaving you, Pat.
Your Wendy was leaving you.
Why should she stay?
What have you to offer? You are incomplete. She'd rather grow up than stay with you.
Let us now take a peep into the future.
What is this?
It is the fair Wendy.
Ha! She's in her nursery.
The window is shut.
I'll open it!
I'm afraid the window's barred.
I'll call out her name.
She can't hear you.
No.
She can't see you.
Wendy!
She's forgotten all about
you. Stop! Please, stop it!
And what is this I see?
There is another in your place. He is called Husband. Farewell.
Peter. I'm sorry, I must go up. But this is yours. It's just a symbol.
How like a girl. By all means, my beauty. Give Peter Pan your precious thimble.
Will.
That was no thimble. That was a hidden kiss. Brace yourselves, lads.
It was a powerful thing.
You're pink.
Of you.
my little ones had come back. I dreamed they were asleep. Their beds. But they will never come back.
They did not understand how she could not see them. But you see, she saw them in their beds so often in her dreams that she thought this was just the dream hanging around her still.
Hello, Mother. It really is us. Michael, John, Wendy.
We're back. George, come quickly.
What? They're coming. What is it?
We're back, Father. Did you miss us?
Come back. Well done.
Young gentlemen say that... You're back.
Mother, Father, I would like to introduce the Lost Boys.
Hello.
Hello.
May I keep them?
Well, I... I mean... the expense.
Think of the neighbours.
Dash the neighbours. And dash the expense. Welcome to the family, boy.
Would this help the expense, Father?
Anyone for a pony ride?
I'm Tootles.
Tootles, darling.
I'm Curly.
Curly, darling.
What's your name?
Nibs. I play in the battles.
Would you like a mother, Nibs?
Yes.
Oh. What is the matter, child?
I couldn't find the house. And now everyone has a mother. Except me.
Is your name Slightly?
Yes.
Then I am your mother.
How do you know?
I feel it in my bones.
Mother!
No! George, Mary, I have a son!
There could not have been a lovelier sight, but there was none to see it, except a strange boy who was staring in at the window. Peter Pan had countless joys that other children can never know. But he was looking at the one joy from which he must be forever barred.
To live would be an awfully big adventure.
Oh,
Forget me, will you?
Me? Forget? Never. Stories about me.
But I was not to see Peter Pan again. Now I tell his story to my children. And they will tell it to their children, and so it will go on. For all children grow up. Except one.
Thank you.